few years ago, I took advantage of a 5,000-person lecture audience to take a survey. I asked, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there, does it make a sound? Please raise your hand if you vote yes. More than 3/4 of the hands went up, but they were wrong. They were expressing a view physicists refuted more than a century ago. Okay, so consider a lit candle. The flame's hot gas emits photons, tiny electrical and magnetic pulses that have no visual properties. So there's nothing bright or colored about a candle flame. But if these same invisible electromagnetic waves strike a human retina, and if the waves happen to each measure between 400 and 700 nanometers from crest to crest, then their energy delivers a stimulus to the 8 million cone-shaped retinal cells, which send electrical pulses to the warm, wet occipital lobe of the brain. There, a cascading complex of neurons fire, and we subjectively perceive this experience as a yellow brightness occurring in a place we've been conditioned to call the external world. But there never really is a bright yellow candle flame out there in front of us. There are invisible electrical and magnetic fields. So our role is not to perceive a yellow flame that's already out there, but to create one in our minds. Slowly, just before the First World War, genius physicists like Werner Heisenberg and Max Planck came to these amazing conclusions and said that tiny objects like electrons will not even appear in a given location unless an observer is present. Otherwise, it merely has a kind of blurry, anything-is-possible pre-existence called a wave function. It occupies all its possible positions at once. Only when measured or perceived does one location become real and all others vanish. Yes, all of this takes some getting used to, but come on, we've had a whole century now. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.